Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I may have learned a lesson the other day. You see, I'm one of those individuals who takes things very seriously most of the time. I don't want to impress upon you that I'm always reserved, stodgy, and walk around like my shoelaces are tied too tight. But I do spend a lot of my non-working hours thinking about the many challenges and issues we face in our community. Sometimes I think about these things when I'm working in the yard or pleading for my vegetable garden to grow. I ask myself, what can I really do to help create the kind of world I think most of us want, and I certainly want for my children and for my 4-year-old grandson? Speaking of my grandson, he visited the other day with his mom and dad, and we spent the entire day doing things he wanted to do. We visited the zoo in Eureka, a dairy in Ferndale, and the tide pools near Petrolia. The Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka is fantastic. New exhibits include fish, a bald eagle, and otters. Yes, the bald eagle is separated from the fish, in case anyone is concerned. My grandson Colton loved the otters, especially when he climbed through the transparent tube with the otter swimming right above his head. The bald eagle was regal and majestic. Colton just stared at it. The flamingos, red pandas, monkeys, and petting zoo animals were wonderful. Colton had a ball, and I had just as much fun as he did. The dairy in Ferndale was a great visit. Colton was a little hesitant about getting too close to the big Jersey cows that were getting milked. He tightly held on to me and didn't want to help milk them, but he warmed right up when he got to pet and feed the 3-week-old calves. When he saw a newborn calf that had only been born an hour earlier, he said, "Papa, that one sure has wobbly legs." I think he liked it because it was more his size. He wanted his picture taken with it. Our next visit was to the tide pools, over the twisty but very scenic road to Petrolia. When we got to the coast, Colton said, "I don't feel good. My stomach hurts, and I want to go home." But after a brief rest, his father carried him down to the tide pools, and right off the bat we saw hermit crabs, anemones, and lots of little critters. Colton said, "Put me down. I feel better now." We spent an hour looking in the tide pools and picking up some of the animals while being sure to put them right back where they belong. What a great time I had acting like a kid, spending time with a 4-year-old. Maybe that's what we need to do to create the kind of world we want for our children. Spend time with a 4-year-old. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.